Tonight, I want to talk about the goodness of God.
Yeah.
I want to talk about being God inside minded.
Yeah, glory
to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Being who? Let's do our text again, Isaiah. Let's do our text again, Isaiah 55:8. And then we're going to move on. What we've been over, I could go over it again, and it's gonna be just as but I'm gonna pick up in Romans chapter 12. It says, for And listen to this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yeah.
Neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
yeah,
so are my ways higher than your ways,
yeah,
and my thoughts than your thoughts. And Genesis tells us that is what it says. And they can put it up if they want to, 1 and 26. God said, let us make man, didn't he say it?
Yeah.
Let us make him in our image after our likeness. So that tells me from the beginning of creation, man was made like God. That means he was to think like God, act like God. He had God thoughts, God mind. He was so well created and put together with God's ability and wisdom that he named every creature on this earth. Never seen it before. That's a cow. That's a hog. That's a giraffe. That's a bear. And, but after the fall, there was a contamination took place, a separation. Man became contaminated. His created ability to function like God was lost. He was separated from this divine life. And so, throughout the history of the Old Testament, God would tell man something, but you can see it all. You can see that, see it in the departing of the children of Israel from Egypt. Moses would tell them what God said, and they would go do just the opposite. He said to them, you should not have no other God before you. You shouldn't worship no other God. And they went and made a what? Calf,
yeah,
out of gold.
Yeah.
They did all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, and they got over among the heathen. They had kings and leaders that were suppressing them. They said, we want a king. We want a king. They kept on. And so the prophet, God told Samuel, said, it's not you. It's me them against. He said, I'm going to give them what they want. But you know why? Because see, their thoughts were not his thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's why they were thinking like that. Now we come over to the New Testament with the new birth, right?
Yeah.
And we read, and we're going to look at it again. And this particular scripture says, but we have the mind of Christ. Why do we have the mind of Christ? Because we are Christ's body, right? So why did he want us to be God inside minded? That's a good question, and so I'm going to pick up. Give me Romans chapter 12. This is the Amplified, not the Classic, but the Amplified. Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. I believe that's right. No, give me, I got the Classic. I got the Classic. Give me the Classic if you can. Amplified Classic. Now, why did God say this? I want you to listen attentively. There's something, the anointing on these words that are being spoken tonight, he wants to do inside of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have come to a place where in the scheme of things and the time on earth that we have, God has set some things in place for the church to embrace on this earth at this hour. And our thinking must be like he is. We cannot be immature believers. And we cannot allow people around us to interfere or distract us from thinking and have the mind of the Lord in these hours. You say, why is that? Because a baby can't handle this kind of power and authority in the depths that's about to be released among the believers. You must know how to walk with God, operate in this. You must know the importance of being obedient when he speaks and not just a casual churchgoer. Am I communicating it with anyone? So Romans 12:2 said, do not be conformed to this world. And you ever notice, I'll meddle a little bit, you ever notice it's so sad. Everything the world throw at us, fashion-wise, and that means dress-wise, we got it on. I believe church ought to have their own fashion. I really do. We are so gullible. You know why we do that? Because our mind, that we let the world have too much influence on our thinking. We think we got to show everything. Yeah, I know. I thought he was going to teach tonight. Well, I am. But we must find out that mature Christians don't carry themselves like the world. I'm not able to teach babies like I can mature people. You can say some things to them. If you say some things to baby Christians, they get offended, they choke them. They get choked, they get offended, they won't be back. So you got to keep on, you know, God love you, baby, God love you. Baby, you're all right. You know, they all messed up at the same time. You're all right, you're all right. You understand what I'm saying? But when you start giving some strong meat, most, too many Christians have been choking, but it's time to grow up. And that some thing can be said to us, and we say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, if I tell every one of you, Sunday morning, be here at 9:30. No, let me change it. I tell every one of you to be here at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. You know what you do? You know what you do. You know, I don't even have to tell you what you do. You'll think, now who is he to tell me we already got the time set we're going to be here? I ain't going out there. So you don't even know why the Lord said for me to say that. See, when you're mature, you say, yes, sir. Haven't your boss ever asked you to meet early at your work site? What do you say?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all getting this? Are you getting what I'm saying tonight?